We're back from recess. Staff departmental meeting. Road and Bridge. Gentlemen.
Morning.
What took you so long to get here?
Wow.
Do you gentlemen have a copy of the agenda I think I sent to Nikki?
I haven't seen it, but...
Okay, well...
Surprise us.
Okay. I like that better anyway.
Me too.
At our Mount Branson facility, I did get some price quotes. We measured out for the trench drain that's going into the main entrance there. We will have... I'll have to get with Ron Erickson and go out for bid. We're looking at an estimated cost between $14,000 and $18,000 to put a trench drain across that. And that's over. I can't just price quote that. That's
over the
that's
number.
A segmented concrete with a cast iron type grate, so it catches all the runoff, similar to what we've done. Willie Oaks Road has one. I think that's the type of drain you were talking about. They are expensive. You want to try to do something different, or?
Well, that's something to look at and think about. I didn't realize it's going to be that much.
Yeah.
Well, we can do the price quote and just see what
I think you
come
need
in.
To do it anyway.
Well, I've got the price quotes. I mean, that's the reason I've come back to you guys, and I can't do it. Just it's got to go out for bid if we do it.
Here. So, what about the one for that was going to be located at
Saints? Creek? Yeah, I'd talk to the.
That one needs to go ahead and go out for bid because it's the one that the. Development connections.
Weren't they furnishing? We're doing.
They're furnishing that.
Okay.
Are they paying for that directly, or is it coming through the budget, Nate?
They're paying for it directly to us. We're furnishing the labor. It's our agreement. We haven't made it. We haven't made the agreement yet, but that's what they have offered. I guess you got the emails, didn't you? Both you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to go ahead and go out for bid on that, don't you?
I think we do, absolutely.
I mean, and it's worse. It's actually going to be.
We probably before we award it, obviously, we need to get the agreement in place.
The gentleman I met with over there was not so much backing up a little bit. I mean, they were still willing to do that, but he was also wanting us to look at. They still think our road needs more work on it to solve the. Little bit of a flooding issue with the muffler shop or whatever. I also talked to the gentleman this morning with the muffler shop, and part of their water problem, that grate does overflow. That runs across the one entrance, but it ends up in the ditch. That right there doesn't affect the building. They do have runoff that affects the building, and I'm not sure if it's coming from the other parking lot there at the church coming through or if it's just ground moisture. The walls haven't been sealed or anything, and, I mean, he's mentioned that. So I need to look at some more there on that street during a heavy rain to see where this water is coming from. I do know there is water coming out of this.
It's two different issues.
Two different issues here, so.
Two different issues. The one with the water coming off the hill was created from P&Z not having them establish a drainage system when they put the road up across there. They've got a concrete area it'll have to be put above that.
Right.
And then drained down into the ditch line and run out.
Well, we'll be able to cut. We do have a box structure
curved, isn't it?
Right there. Yeah, it's curved, and there is a box structure that we installed that ties into an entrance culvert, which takes it across the road and then eventually ends up in a ditch there along 76. We can cut and pipe right into that, which will work great for this. Now, this trench drain here is basically a bigger version than probably what they need across that. So we could, it may be a little cheaper, but it's still going to be, we'll probably have to bid out for it. So,
okay, if you think there's some opposition about doing it now because, I mean, I've talked about this for 2 years.
Yeah.
And now I get emails saying they're willing to go forward and pay for the material, well, us do the labor.
Right.
I'm ready to do it, but I think we better have something written.
Yeah.
That what the way, have you talked to him?
He did, and like I said, they're wondering what we could do, wanting to pay for the drain.
No, it's in an email somewhere that says okay. They'll pay for the drain.
I agree with you. I think that driveway needs a drain of some sort across it because we've got no way of capturing that runoff of any. It'll sheet flow. It'll cause us an icing problem on St. Street during the winter. So,
oh, yeah. That's new information right there.
Say it again. That
needs to be. That, we have truck and equipment coming out of St. Street now.
Right.
This thing here will cause us a lot of problem with icing and everything else that pertains to this particular street drainage. And so we've got to get this taken care of, Jim. We need it taken care of before wintertime.
So go forward with the bid then.
Okay. We
can go forward with the bid
and
anyway.
We'll just present them a bill for it. We've got to have it done. They're causing the problem. It's a P&Z deal that wasn't looked at properly.
Okay.
On that one, and you think it's smaller?
I think we can find a smaller version to fit that particular spot there that will be cheaper than $14,000 to $18,000. I still think it's going to be over $4,500 to $5,000 because these type of things aren't cheap.
Right.
But anyway, there's a couple more options, and there's a couple different versions that we might be able to. I can get specifications, and I'll get with Max Lytle and show him. And I'm not sure if
he's
checked on it.
Max, who you talking to today?
No, not the other day. Max was out of town, and the gentleman that takes care of the building and the whole facility.
So you didn't talk to Tim Connell or Max?
I talked to Max on the phone, and talked to him about it.
The operation got Jim.
I don't remember his name. Anyway, that was the gentleman we talked to on site and looked at all this.
We got this from Max and Tim Connell, who's the chairman.
Right.
Okay. That's who we got our information from. You got the email.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll move forward and take care of that. Well, that takes care of St. Street. The Mount Branch, and you want to wait on that and look at it more, or review, or do something?
Put it out for bid, we can see what it's going to come in for. I mean, there's nothing to
bid.
Go ahead and bid it.
Okay. I'll go ahead and bid the
one
for Mount Branch.
There's no other option that I can see on it.
Okay. I'll give you all an aerial.
Of what?
Shamblin Road and Mountain Grove Road. I went over there this morning. We do have four stop signs up at that intersection. They're all in good shape. They're not faded or anything. I did, going east on Mountain Grove, I went down there about 500 foot, and I had our sign man install a stop ahead, so anybody coming west out of Mountain Grove, that it's a fairly long straight stretch.
Okay.
That way they got a couple signs. They got a stop ahead, then they got the actual stop sign. They're all highly visible for distance. None of the signs are blind. I did follow one guy out. They did stop, and I don't know how many's going through here without stopping. I mean,
I want.
Do you want to do something different?
I want four stop ahead signs put in. I want one put on every corner of that thing, setting back a little ways.
Okay.
Rumble strips.
If we could do that.
Can we do rumble strips?
Grooves? How hard are they to put in?
I've never checked into them. I mean, I'm sure they're available stuff you can fasten down onto the roadway. How I don't know how they're going to work as far as when we go to snow plowing, or is their plows going to tear them up? Or
I'm talking
you
about
you'll have to. You could grind them into the
grind.
I'm not talking about attaching. I'm talking about grinding in because snow plow will rip those suckers out.
Jernigan, I believe, has a machine that does it. I don't know if anybody else around does. I believe they do.
If we had one or two sets of grinding deals, just like you get 50 to 100 feet from there, right in front of your stop.
Yeah, near stop of heads. I mean,
if it says stop, if they hit that and it says stop ahead right there in front of them, then they'll start looking.
Well, the other thing I was going to paint the stop blocks. We currently don't have them at that. And
we can
paint
do that
the
too,
white
yeah.
stop
let's,
blocks.
Let's price the grinding. I'm curious to see what that would cost to grind in the rumble strips. That way it's not messing with our
go ahead and do that.
Operation.
You want go ahead and do that.
That's what I'm saying. Unless it's just crazy expensive, but it shouldn't be.
I wouldn't
think so either.
Is that's asphalt? It's not even chip and sealed, is it?
It's chip sealed. So I was saying one option of rumble strips, if the asphalt's not thick enough to grind it in, is cutting out a section and making it out of concrete.
And then
make the rumble strip in the concrete sections. Still be plowable and everything, but it would.
Then I would suggest that. Well, we've got to slow down traffic at this intersection. If they're not going to obey the law, we got to do something to slow them down.
Yep.
Okay. Asphalt might be thick enough. Chip and seal might be thick enough to weigh and grind in.
Whatever you guys think. If they won't stop, then we will have to look at other options, such as closing the road. I mean, that which would be horrible, but I mean, people just have got to start obeying these signs.
Yeah. Okay. I've tentatively scheduled our one safety meeting for November 8th. This is for all the road and bridge. It'll be, hopefully we can do one meeting here. I've tentatively scheduled this room for that afternoon.
The 8th?
It's only about a 3-hour meeting.
What day is that, Randy?
Tuesday.
I hate to say it like this, but when is deer season?
Next week.
Following.
Starts that Saturday, actually.
So you're going to have a training session, then we also have the snow rodeo that week.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of time out of the office? Do we want to spread it out at all? Or?
No, that's all right.
He usually has training at the
snow rodeo.
Okay.
We wouldn't plan that this time because we're going to run into a time crunch as far as our people have enough time for the events and whatnot. So
you're going to make it mandatory?
Well, I do know some people are going to be out of town.
Yes.
It's already scheduled. I mean, there's no way I could schedule and get it 100%. But I would like to make it mandatory for everybody. This particular day is the day I designate for them to put all their equipment together. The next day, I'm going to do inspections on all the equipment while they're preparing for snow rodeo and other things, minor work. And then the snow rodeo is the next day.
Okay.
Yes, there'll be a few individuals that will be gone.
Make it mandatory for everyone who's there.
Okay.
Don't you agree? I think so. All right.
I didn't want to wait on.
One thing I don't have on this agenda list is I need one of you possibly take a road trip, look at this series of roads over here in Venus on the Lake area, if we get time. Okay. I just need to know a day when we can, about an hour's time or...
I'd be delighted.
Oh, Ron, that's great that you can volunteer for that. That's wonderful. I wasn't thinking of you. I was thinking of Mr. Strand.
I'd be delighted. And can we close them that same day?
Close them? One of the issues I got and the reason I'd like for you gentlemen to see it firsthand is we've got about 10 mile estimated in this area that's going to need some attention. And some of them are fairly narrow. Some of them, I think, ought to be turned back to a gravel road and upgraded before we reseal, spend that kind of money. So,
Isn't the sewer department planning on some improvements out there?
Possibly.
I don't know.
I just want to make sure we don't pave anything and then want to dig it back up.
That's time frame now.
Now, it's very common right now in these economic conditions that some counties are going, putting roads back to gravel.
Well, what he's talking about, though, Jim, is the best way to do it. We did it up here on Birmingham. We did it on where you rip that chip and seal up and roll it back into the stuff. And
is that what you're thinking?
Right. Some of these are at that point. It's going to be so expensive to haul that much mix in there and do improvements. It's better to probably scarf her up and regrade and rewiden and not haul that material out, but just bring more in. And
I would just want to make sure that
we're
figuring out what the sewer utility is looking at, because I don't want them tearing up a new road that we spent money on.
Not only that, Jim, I was over there. I went through over there, and Randy, there's a bunch of marks. It looks like survey marks. A lot of it is red. A lot of it's just flags off the edge of the road. And those either the water line dig outs or something.
Some of those we've been doing some work, patchwork, pothole filling, and a lot of if we do any digging, we call in locates, and that's what a lot of that marking.
That paint is.
That's what a lot of that'll be is existing utilities.
Because I've been through most of those.
How many years have you all been holding off maintenance in that area because of talks about sewer?
About the last 4 years, so let's put it. And so see, we've been just kind of bypassing.
Added 4 more years that we haven't done anything because we're waiting because we think the sewer district may.
Right.
Well, they're working on something now.
But do we know when it's?
No, but one thing that Ron might not be up on as far as those roads. When we took those in, Ron, we went in and some of those roads were in terrible, terrible shape. You may say they're in terrible shape now, but when we took them in, they were absolutely.
They were not brought up to specs before they were accepted, right?
No, I mean, I reviewed every one of these roads, and some of these, I mean, we're talking major ditches across a lot of them, and we've done a lot of improvements and brought them up to make them at least drivable in some areas. We haven't had time to really work on a lot of the cause of it, and that's the drainage, and getting the drainage fixed on a lot of them. That's the biggest thing. And we went through, and basically the ones we did get pretty decent, we chip sealed, but some of those are getting so bad shape now that it's going to cost quite a bit to reach seal and patch, and we still don't have good drainage fixed on a lot of these. The main roads we've got fairly decent. We're going to do some work on, like, Silver Creek itself over there, that road. But a lot of these little shorter roads through there is ones that have a chip seal and a width of 10 to 12 feet at best. They're really not, have been improved out to 20 foot that they should be. That's the roads I'm talking about. Maybe change it. Take the worst.
And survey lines and everything else. And this is kind of a budget discussion on what we would be trying to do for next year, because there's some real problems with some of that over there. And it might not be a bad idea to post it and let me go with you. Ron or Jim can both go, but just go over and look at them, because this is the main budget. This would be a budget issue that would be a high dollar.
Right.
There's 10 miles
right.
of them. To be correct, we might not want to do but two a year for five years or something, because there's going to have to be some major widening,
lots
survey.
Do we have the required right-of-way?
Do what?
Do we have adequate right-of-way to do this?
Mostly, yes. All of these have 50-foot. I'm pretty sure this whole area has been platted, and I can dig that up to know that,
like a 40.
That we have a – there's some of them have 40, but there's a lot of them do have 50. I did get I called the Foresight School of Transportation, and they give me their school bus routes over here so we know which ones actually have school buses running down them. Those I was going to kind of treat as a priority, trying to get something done to them next year. Then the rest we'll kind of look at and see how the money plays out. But But I wanted you guys, you really need to look at these firsthand and kind of help us budget for it.
I drove over there back to Wheatock, went through, I just drove through and made a loop around, turned in down at the bottom before you get there, you know, it's where the water slough deal is up there.
Honey Lane, probably.
Which was?
Honey Lane.
Yeah, I drove Honey Lane, drove...
first, second, third, something.
All them, yeah, first, second, third, and all them deals over there, drove all them streets. There's a mess there.
Well, just let us know when you're going to run, and maybe I'll tackle on.
I've posted to do so.
I'll drive south. What's happened to drive up there?
Here is an option. The site that you sent us, Jim, this is basically, they call it a Speedminder trailer. I was looking for one that would not only tell the actual speed of a car, but record that, record violators, but also take traffic counts. The problem with that, it will do that from one direction only. I was looking for one trailer that would do it from both directions, but that's not an option. So we're looking at possibly two units.
Yeah, and that was just a suggestion. So
yeah, that's not a bad deal there. That'll do what we're looking for as far as recording a lot of data and helping as far as speed and something you can put out there and tell people their speed and helping that. But we're looking, I think on the first sheet there, I've got a cost estimate for one to two trailers. So it's
how much are they? I don't remember.
I think they're around $7,000-$8,000 okay. Each.
I think we need to get one of them for sure.
How many do we have in the county right now of these old things?
We've got two Speedminders that are just ones you can pick up, put in the back of the truck. Problem is we can't put them out there for more than 24 hours.
Because
right now, neither one of them are working. This particular model is a solar, it also has a battery, but solar, you can put it out there for a week, 2 weeks, a month if you want to. And you don't have to worry about bringing it back in recharging. So you can not only record your traffic counts, or I don't know that they'd be sole source.
Put them out for bid and let's go
and,
let's just see what the price is. Let's just see what we can get for two and see what happens.
Okay.
Them solar signs we have, them lighted solar signs, they've not been a good thing. They've been high maintenance, high cost to put it on.
Solar signs for what?
Yes.
For what?
Our signs, we've got four big feather mounted signs and solar powered.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been pretty expensive to keep operating, most of them.
Were you talking about reader signs that read road maintenance ahead or something?
Yes.
Updates on them or whatever.
Those have been pretty handy on a lot of our bigger projects. As far as putting information out there and different things, it's been a big help informing the public. But I mean, that's the problem we have with that particular is put out there. If it gets vandalized and, you know, certain sections of it get kind of expensive as far as repair, but that's, I don't know how you're going to get around it.
That's the policy we're going to do is put those in people's yards at request,
right,
that they be read and then be kind of responsible for them off their insurance and stuff. That's, I think that's the main thing to do. But we've done that on two different occasions here lately, and right, it works out better. Nobody bothers them.
Okay.
Go out for two. Bid on two of them.
Okay.
Is that all right with you guys?
That's fine with me, too. Great.
I didn't want to treat, and I said sole source. Maybe they may find something
else. Oh, I don't think the sole source will work. I think there's too many companies that offer these.
Yeah.
I've looked at different things on the internet, and it's hard to find. That was the first one I found. Well, I found one more trailer mounted, but it...
It didn't have.
It didn't have part of this. I don't know where you found this site, but it was. I think this is in California. I'm not sure, but
there may be something that is already handled under U.S. communities for this.
It could be a state contract. I mean,
well, I was hoping that MoDOT would have a contract or a bid on something, but I haven't.
Yeah, but U.S. communities might, and that's. Yeah. Counties and cities are tied into that.
But you'll get with Mr. Erickson on this anyway,
right.
Won't you? So
right, I'll work with him, and I'll let him kind of help dig up
there. All righty.
All righty.
Okay, the last item I got is to have any updates or thoughts as far as our Mount Branson facility. I've got a couple updates. We did have the heating system within the main shop. I did have that checked out. It's a propane heaters. I had a company check them out. They're good. We did find one of the office heaters, electric office heater, that had a bad thermostat, and we're going to get a new thermostat on that. We haven't turned the water on as of yet, but we will here soon as we get a chance to have people over there. We can check out a couple of them.
We don't have propane tanks over there, do we?
Huh?
Do we have we have propane tanks there. How close is natural gas?
I have no idea. It's
got to be getting close for long.
Hollister might be. I know it's right down there at Hollister, St. James Street. I mean, they're installing right there.
Just keep that in mind. I mean, if we're gonna look to improve anything, we might want to look at
any equipment that we buy. Should
yeah, look at extend it to natural gas. So.
That's true.
Okay. Save us money, and we don't have to deal with propane anymore.
When's the fence going to be out for bid for that?
It's already out for bid.
Okay, when's it due? I want to kind of, and I don't want to sound, because we've been so long getting this done, I don't want to sound like I want to push, but I am wanting to push this and get into that thing before winter.
He did put it out right after our last meeting, and it went out. It should, I think it's got to go out for 2 weeks, whatever standard limit, and then we've got a couple of main fence companies that we definitely want them to come and look at the site before they bid, and they haven't called me yet. So
you guys made any provisions for the back lot, the 60-foot or whatever we're going to have for a culvert back there to make the drive go out?
Yeah, we've already laid that out as far as on our we went over there and measured it, all three of us, and have that laid out to make that back entrance and also the front entrance and have it marked out. So, we also have the salt building. They're hammering and excavating and getting that leveled, getting ready to install the footers for the salt building.
Got a question.
Yes.
We've been over there several times, but the concrete that's down below the existing salt building, where they got two bad
walls.
Yeah. What's that
going to
be of use for?
We're just going to stockpile our ice control material or the something chips, like that.
Something
chips. That's all. That's going to be. The salt's okay. Going to be on the other side of the lot.
I'm fine with it. I just wondered how you was going to utilize that.
Yeah, already. I mean, that's one option I looked at. So, other than that, I didn't know if you guys had any other thoughts on that yet, or just when you want to make all that happen?
I think there's some conversation. We're going to have an executive session today about that, so we'll probably have to hold off on that until we talk about some people within the executive.
Manpower and amount and approximate number and some
specific people and stuff. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got, so I'll let these guys, if they've got anything.
When I stepped out, did you guys talk about that Shamblin Road?
We did. We said we're closing it.
Okay. You want to vote today?
Well, it worked for you and got a laugh. I didn't say it and you said okay.
I'm ready.
We're doing some extra extra signage and looking at rumble strip that we can still plow over.
Gun tower.
And then the tower is the fourth option.
Okay.
We're on number two. They're going to add some more precautionary things.
You ready there, Mr. Tottle? Look like you're anticipating.
Transfer backhoe. One of this boom is broke again. We're looking at $11,160 to get a new boom. That's in California. I don't mind what it costs to get shipped. The case backhoe is what we use there. It's got a cast boom, so it cannot be welded. We want to see about maybe after we're going to have to fix this one probably to get it travel or something. Either put it back on the road department or something.
You got a question for you.
John Deere. Yes, sir.
We went through this very same thing, what, twice since I've been here. Do we need to look at a heavier type piece of equipment there?
I mean, we're not using the equipment as designed. I mean, we're...
That's correct. And like I say, the case backhoes have a cast boom instead of metal like the John Deere. We do have a John Deere that we use over there as backup and haven't had trouble.
Should we look at John Deere then?
That's what we're thinking. I've talked to Paul and we need to see about...
You mean one on hand or trade?
I have one on hand now that we use as a backup when the case... Whether it be a radiator problem or whatever. I mean, any backhoe in there gets clogged radiators a lot more often because it's in that confined area with the dust. And so we do have to keep them flushed. But
well, we need to repair it.
Two times. Well, I don't know. That's where I'm going with this. I don't know whether we need to repair it or not. We've been two times with busted booms. Once we were lucky enough to get a boom somewhere. The other time, we took a boom off of one of our existing backhoes and put on there, and actually it that time it broke down underneath where it attaches. We had to do some what happened there? You remember underneath?
I don't remember the bottom part breaking. They've always been, what I've seen, is up midway up the
this other one broke down on the bottom.
Last remember the pin came out, the bottom was jammed it up, felt good to buy until the pin came out and it broke down the bottom.
Broke a pin at the bottom last time, so I'm not sure that we don't need to have replacement instead of fixing.
What is a replacement?
So you're looking at $80,000 at least.
$75,000 probably.
For a new one.
For a new hole.
If we get a new one, either a John Deere or whatever, it will not match tires. We use the foam field tires there for which it's a big savings as far as flats and stuff. But
that'll have to be changed too.
We're looking into maybe calling to see about a used one that will match the one that we're using now, the John Deere.
Right.
And that way tires and everything would switch.
And then take
something happen. You've got to have a backup over there.
So take the case, repair it, and it may become the backup. That's what you're thinking?
Well, you could do that. And then just go with the John Deere we're using now.
Yeah.
Primary one?
Yeah.
Something clicks on that with me that the reason we didn't use it.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
The John Deere is not as heavy and it doesn't pack.
That's what I. There's something off. Reason we used the case in the first place because it broke twice. Can we look at one of those supply outlets that would come through the state or something? Or is MoDOT selling some of their stuff? Or is it, they don't have anything as big as what we use, do they?
What's the cost of a new piece of equipment?
80.
Yes, an 80.
About 80.
It's going to be at least 80 or above.
And we've spent 11 before, and we're going to spend 11
again. We've spent 11 twice so far.
Twice. Well, about
the last time they
plus
did
this
did
be
did
third, 33, so almost half of
yes.
it.
I think we'll get a new piece of equipment, get a heavy duty sucker if we can. It's
you can probably find one at South Georgia considerably safer.
What's something more heavy duty than this case we've got? If we were looking for a new piece of equipment,
we don't get nothing heavier in a backhoe line.
As far as heavy duty, that's not the problem. It's that it is cast, and if it breaks, we cannot re-weld it. If it's a metal one, we can re-weld it. We keep using it.
But the John Deere we have is too small because
it's a little bit undersized.
Yep. Yeah, but didn't we pull that from somewhere else when we made the backup there? Didn't we pull that off our regular workforce?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we actually tried to improvise there just to make this thing work before, because it left us in a heck of a bind when this all took place, and especially with that break on the bottom side, it left us in an awful shape. If I remember right, we had a change of employees at that particular time, and the guy that had worked for us for years, and then we changed to another employee, and that's how it ended up getting broke. There's discussion about this anyway. We don't need to go into it, no names or nothing like that, but I need to look at something, getting something heavier.
But what they're saying, there is nothing heavier.
I'm going to do some more checking. I mean, I just found out about it broke this weekend.
The size of limitation as far as getting that in them, that particular space.
This whole transfer barn should have been done by now, but DNR won't work with us, so.
I'd sort of suggest the salvage yard looking for one of them booms in the salvage yard, because they haven't burned. Salvage yards are full of them. They're bound to be a lot more reasonable than a new one. And there's lots of them out there.
You want to look for some different options then, Dave, and come back to us? Why don't you do that?
But we're also need to do pretty quick,
We'll move fast. I mean, Danny's also thinking about a whole new piece of equipment if we can figure out what would work better there. But, I mean, we're using it. It's pretty heavily used.
It's used every day.
And it's
even a used backhoe, the size equivalent to the existing case in there, but one that doesn't have a cast boom on it, so we're not going to run into this issue. But
I can just see that happening, though, right in the middle of a shingle storm related incident or something and breaking down. It's wow.
If it does, I have to bring in one off the road, and it doesn't have
to have a back.
Right. And we're dealing with other issues.
Right.
Okay.
I'll do some more checking on that, get back to you, and see if we can find one. You guys took in 2 miles of Arizona Road. Extended it. It's probably going to have to be completely ripped up. I mean, what chip and seal's left is gone. I know we got to put horns and stuff in it. And I've got to meet with Randy Steele on that and see what actually we're going to do.
This is that is continuation from 8-9 months ago.
It's 0.2 mile,
yeah,
right at the end of it. So, well,
a lot of good on it.
Okay. Next?
I'm good.
I asked Harlan this morning if we had a rock rake. He said we didn't have. I think we need one. The reason I was looking for one was for park work, but to not have a rock rake with everything we have on with it, like we did work down here around the judicial facility or anywhere where we have any dress up work.
We do have that piece of equipment that goes on the front of a bar.
Yeah, he told me about that.
Yeah, that's pretty much a preparator for seating. And
they used it a lot when they redid Rock Acres.
Okay. Well, do you think it's good enough where we can get by with it, or just a rock rake behind a tractor? We're talking about if we pick up a good heavy duty, when we're talking about $500 to $800.
Yeah, they're not that expensive.
They're not that expensive.
But I'd rather get a real heavy duty rather than little old light things. So.
Yeah. You guys wanted this $500 to $800 to have one?
Sure, if we can use it for the park, and
we can use it for lots
of little small.
Yeah.
You're just talking about getting one, right, Randy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just one.
Yeah. That, like he's talking about using that other deal for the Bobcat.
It picks up the rock, little rocks and stuff. But if you had a rock rake that you could run along and pile them up in a row, you'd save, that bobcat takes forever, and a tractor, you'd save half the time on it just to do it
that way. So
you want to pick up one, Randy, that's, you know, get a good heavy one. They're just like those box blades that go behind tractors, or every kind and size on those. So
okay. Got nothing else?
Ron?
We can recess until 1, it looks like.
Thursday, what day do you guys want to look at that? You never did pick a day.
What day to look at the...
Venus on the Lake Roads. Or you want to...
Thursday, we have a full day, guys.
We're booked Thursday. And
we're booked Wednesday, we're doing Thursday.
We're gone tomorrow out of town.
Is that be next week or whenever?
Probably just next week, then.
So, okay.
What time is that meeting tomorrow?
9:30. It starts... 9:30 is the... Hello. Get there, and then 10 o'clock it actually kicks off. Should be done by 2.
Preliminary discussion, when the time changes, we go back to 5/8.
I still haven't received anything on that.
When we go back to 5/8?
It was mailed to our office.
Is that the 1st of November?
I think it was 6.
So you need to make some arrangements with... The reason I said that is because I hear you talking about the 8th and the scheduling and everything.
Right, I didn't get
the time to work during those days.
We're all going to be on 5/8. That time.
Starting the
7th, so.
Yeah.
So you don't want anything to fall
19?
Pins year round?
We'll have a discussion about that.
What the hell are you talking about?
Or 19th, we'll look at those roads. Does that work?
Well, for me, I've got depositions.
No, that's the 25th and 6th. We'll be going. Yeah.
19th definitely won't work. 18th is nothing in the morning on the 18th. We've got the stakeholders meeting at the airport. I have to be on the 18th.
Ron can go look at him if he sees anything that he wants to bring up a week.
Or we could end the 17th a little early and just go out there on Monday.
We can't see it all in just a short period of time because, like you said, there's 10 miles of that road out there that needs to be looked at.
Well, if you, main thing is drive 2 or 3, give you a good example, and that'll tell you what we're looking at, and most of that there's, kind of get the idea.
How about 3:30 on Monday? Will that work?
Next Monday?
Even if it takes a couple of hours, I don't think it's going to take that long.
You'll need at least a good hour, maybe a little more.
3:30, if we did it at 3:30, then we just... Yeah, I mean, we got a legal update. You just said 3:30, that'd be fine.
3:30. One thing, Randy, I'd like for you guys to do, so to kind of save us some trouble, is go out there and see who all's staked, who all's painted,
okay,
everything. If it's water lines that we're going to have to deal with, if it's sewer lines that we need to check with, you might check with the sewer department, see if they've got any projects right on the way for the area, if they've done any. That was, every road was surveyed at one time. Now there's just some paint.
The sewer department has 3 separate options that they're looking at for that particular area. One is all-encompassing, one's about half that much, and the other doesn't do but a small area. And it would be, I think that it would behoove you to talk with them to see which way they're leaning. I don't think they've made any decision at all about what to do. And they're probably not going to make any major decisions until they see how soon they're going to be treated as an autonomous political subdivision. And then, in fact, what's going to happen at budget time and how much of the sales tax dollars are they going to get. there's a good percentage of those dollars in the year 2012 they're not going to see because it's going to be utilized for the biosolids project, correct?
Say that again?
It's a chunk of dollars that will be coming in 2012 that will probably be earmarked out of the county commission's budget.
Right.
Sales tax budget before
right.
it's passed on to them.
Correct. They
go to the
to
biosolids project.
Right.
Which means we're going to have to budget it for expenditures here.
Correct.
Has that been budgeted for a year or two?
For 2012?
I thought it had already been pulled out of theirs.
Well, it never went into theirs.
I'm talking about our... We have to pass it through.
No, we don't have to.
No, we don't have to.
Not on that.
Mm-hmm. Don't have to on any of it unless we vote to do it.
Yeah, we didn't pass it through to take it out.
They are wondering whether or not it's coming to them and then it's going to be spent. I sat in their last meeting and that was discussed.
Okay. All right.
I didn't make any comments.
Don't want to get into that with us. But
Get with the sewer department and I'll check on the painting out there. I know we've called in some locates on a couple of intersections. We had to do
maybe all ours, but we had some ribbons and some paint.
Well, we shouldn't have had ribbons out there, so I'll check on that. But next Monday at 3:30.
Yep, I just sent a note to Nikki to put that on our calendar.
Okay.
All right. How about a recess until 1 there, presiding commissioner?
We'll stand in recess until 1 o'clock.